Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. What is the connection between the theory of relativity, the creation of the woman, and the ancient lore about the sun and the moon, and the fact that Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac were a vehicle for the light? What connects all those images or ideas together? Let's look into them one by one. Albert Einstein asked himself a very simple question. What happens if he rides a beam of light? But he can also watch this happening from the side. So what does he see when he watches this happening from the side? Meaning see himself riding on a beam of light and meanwhile watching it or being able to watch it from the side. And the answer was that what he sees is a frozen light. Now let's move to the lore about the sun and the moon. The ancient lore says that in the fourth day the sun and the moon had the same size. They were identical. But the moon has complained. Why two kings, meaning the sun and the moon, will use one crown or will share one crown? So the Holy Blessed He told the moon, go and minimize yourself. And this is the reason why we see the moon every month is being born, coming from nothing, slowly growing, becomes round as a full moon, and then decreasing, and then disappears. This is the reason why we see the moon as a process moving in time, while the moon itself never changes. Now, another dimension. In chapter 2 in Genesis, Adam was put into sleep, and from his side, Lord God, or the being, created a woman. When this woman object, and I would like to open this a bit today, was put in front of him, Adam says, now this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. To this I shall call a woman, because she was taken from a man. What is the connection between all those stories? Einstein figured that if he rides a beam of light, he is the light. Therefore, in this moment, there is no time and space. But when he looks at this from the side, it means that there is already a frozen moment, a three-dimensional object. This is what is happening to us when we look at the mirror. We see an image, a frozen image. A mirror is just a glass covered with silver foil. It's like the moon. The silver is like the moon. And what comes, what the mirror projects to us, is a frozen light. We are infinite light. We are riding a beam of light. There is no space or time for the soul. But once you challenge it with a mirror, the mistake is to think that we are the image which is reflected in the mirror, while it is completely frozen, dead image. This what was Adam thinking when, so to speak, the woman was brought in front of him. He thought this is who he is. But this mistake does not end here. This mistake already continues to the language. Before there is a language or words, there is a silence. There's an ocean of light, ocean of silence surrounds us all. And at the moment that the word appears or being heard, the word is just an attempt to define and to anchor what is in constant moving and never stops. A word is an attempt to stop the river. The language is like a net that tries to capture the infinite movement of light or water or consciousness. The language is just imitation of life, translation of life, interpretation of life. So when Adam says, this time, this is a bone of my bones, a flesh of my flesh, to that we shall call a woman because it was taken from a man, he is referring to the word, to the visible, to the appearance of the word. Therefore, if we read the next sentence or the next verse says, therefore, and there comes a verse which is not connected to the flow of ideas in the chapter, therefore a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. So what this verse is telling us, that all of us are leaving the source and cleaving to time, to the object. Because what does it mean that a woman, it's not a woman, of course, it's not a biological woman, it's the object. And who is this Adam that is asleep? This is us who believe that we are part of space and time. When we believe that we are the manifested truth of the infinite, this is dreaming, this is sleep. And while we sleep, there are snapshots. Me in the kindergarten, we become statues. Those pictures, those slides, they are frozen in time. And then we have all kinds of ideas. And then we also stitch sentences to define what we see in the slide, in the picture. And then more and more attachment becomes and stories around something which does not have any life of its own. Without the animation of the soul, life could not happen. And we believe that we are those three-dimensional objects, and we have opinions about them, and we decorate them in the mirror, washing, perfume, combing, dressing, three-dimensional object, basically statues. And the more we have attachment to those fragile images, the more suffering happens, because those images are not real. And all of our life, or 99% of our life, is occupied with three-dimensional object that does not exist. They just appear here. Now, what this topic has to do with one sentence that appears in the Hebrew sources all the time, that Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac were a vehicle for the infinite light. It is very simple. They did not take themselves as three-dimensional objects. And if we don't take ourselves as three-dimensional objects, we're not telling ourselves stories. This happened to me. The world is against me. Today I won, today I lost. It's just noise, and it's not true. So what language is? Also, Albert Einstein has a very beautiful written English text about it. It was recorded in 1941. You could find it. It's an attempt. The language is attempt to catch, to define what is not graspable. Before we speak, before the word is being heard, there's silence. The silence of being. This is the tohu, the prime tohu. In this tohu, there is not yet form or sound or even direction. We don't like this moment of silence. We are framing it as chaos. We frame it as inconvenient. We'd like to hear music. We would like to play some kind of noise, background noise around it, to move the dishes, to start the tumble dryer. We find it inconvenient or threatening, this moment of toil, this moment of unknown. But in those moments, everything exists. Everything is the potential, without a form, without an image, without a sound. Form, we say in Hebrew, tzurah, form. And you're probably recognizing the prime letters in tzurah, form. Tzar, tzadik resh, narrow. So when there's a form in English, in Hebrew, tzurah, when form appears, it's already narrow down of reality. Not to mention the narration. Each and every one of us has infinite stories about a personal narration which does not exist. This poor narration is a poor attempt to catch what is not graspable. Infinite light cannot be captured. There is a beautiful sentence that defines this reality. Hu mekom ha'olam, he, it, the infinite light, is the place of the world. Aval en ha'olam mekomo, but the world, it's not its place. Infinite appears here. The infinite appears in a recurrence appearance here. But it's only a frozen light, rigid. What's so special about frozen? It's a form. When we put water in a cool box, it gets frozen. It stops its movement. It's a rigid form. And we tend to believe that all what we see is so strong and rigid and cannot be moved. The buildings, the street, everything sits in its place, while reality itself is always in streaming, always in movement. And we are this reality too. And any attempt of the brain to frame reality in words, in forms, in habits, it's just a poor attempt. And this is what jails us in concrete, and with it comes the suffering. So there is no need to try to formulate our lives, to put them in boxes, to sort them. And science as well, also science tries to project order in this chaos, ungraspable chaos of movement that we cannot catch or define in any way or form. So this was a beautiful conversation about light, projection, frozen statues in time, and happiness, because the happiness comes from the notion that we are not those statues, we are not those images, we are not frozen figures in time. It's just infinite light. Litraot. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.